So in other words, the drones would go from 1.75 range to 2.25 range.
Repair time is now. Let's see.
What? What are we goddamning?
Oh. Zach? Game can be very annoying.
Game is it?
Bravely Default.
Oh, how so?
The demo. Just. So the game sort of has this thing where it starts you off sort of with the idea, with a bunch of different classes and so potential setups, but like, and with enemies that can be fairly difficult and no fucking money. And you need to buy money to get, you need to spend money to get spells and equipment. Like, you don't just learn spells, you have to buy them.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to having, like, being a, having a high enough level in a class to use them. So like, I fight enemies that have, that can do, like, potentially a significant amount of damage and also deal status effects that I have no way of curing or defending against yet.
Mm-hmm. I getcha.
I guess they're trying to make money important in this RPG as opposed to every ever RPG.
Well, I think the thing is that they're using stuff from, they're using potentially advanced stuff because they want because they want to give you, it's like the taste of power kind of thing for,
Right. Charlie, you ready, man?
Oh, yeah,
We should prob start this thing.
Alright, hold on, let me just pick up one last.
Who's an anonymous chipmunk looking at my character sheet right now? Who's this chipmunk?
I have no... Oh, by the way, Zach, did you check out the new cast page? Yeah, new nickname.
Another one.
Also, a certain friend of yours got on there, too.
Oh, he knows about that already.
I know about that one.
Also, I think he knows about the nickname. Z-Gravy? Who knows about Z-Gravy?
No, Z-Gravy's new.
Okay.
That was something else. I was still Tiny Dancer last time.
Oh.
Fuck it, I'm just running. This is bullshit.
Zach, in case you didn't get the message that I had that I sent on Steam, I'm going to do a mock-up, like a short game, and send to you.
Okay.
Just to show you like the kind of mechanics we could use, and also the kind of neat stuff that can be made.
Speaking of making a game, I have to make a strategy game for my class.
Nice. Best of luck to you, man.
It's in Game Maker, so it's going to be a little bit of a pain.
Yeah.
And not even, like, current Game Maker stuff. Like, we have to use the old version of Game Maker.
Why?
Because of reasons. Yeah, it was, like, the one that the, had, like, a tutorial handbook with it. And then now you can only get it from our school because now, from now on, they discontinued that series to make the Game Studio. And you have to actually buy, like, the Game Makers as a retro thing.
Huh. As long as you don't have to use floppy disks.
I don't think we can fit anything on floppy disks anymore.
We can't.
So. You'd be surprised what they force you to use floppy disks for.
But don't copy that floppy.
You wouldn't download a car, would you?
If I could, I would.
How long before somebody figures out how to make a car out of 3D printer parts?
Actually, Nissan just released plans for a 3D printer car.
Nice. Some assembly required, but, you know.
Ideally, that should actually reduce the cost of vehicles.
I guess the question is how safe the cars would be, though.
Depends on the plastic you use and the composites. It'll never be as strong as steel, but it'll be lighter as shit, so you could probably end up...
You could probably make it get it off a sweet ass ramp. Yo, Fitty, it jump that sweet ass ramp. Woo! This sure is an OSHA approved. So let me.
Water is the same thing as ice in this game. No. Oh. Oh, apparently so. That says water damage. Well, that's good to know.
Now burn to the ground. Watching on the
What, did I say poetry, term? Not pottery?
I have no idea what you just said, man.
We don't ask anymore. Or at least I don't.
You about ready?
Yeah. This will be positively trained punk.
What?
Oh, something that was in the quote so as recently, apparently something I said about trained punk.
Oh.
Like a mix between steampunk and diesel punk with some cyberpunk for like the Japanese super bullet trains and stuff.
Fucking Greg.
I think that was from my Diddy Kong LP.
Is it a dick pic, James? No.
Thanks.
If you touch my James, I will cut you.
I think that's too late for that.
Blinded my entire party. Hopefully.
Don't worry, blind doesn't really do anything.
It does.
And that's a Final Fantasy VI joke.
Oh, right, when it didn't actually work.
Yeah, and therefore the goggles, in fact, did nothing. As opposed to the iOS port of Final Fantasy that crashes at General Leo. So it's the one game where General Leo doesn't die.
Yeah, I heard about that. And they have, like, no...
Also, I hear there's also some bad stuff with, like, transparency textures and stuff. Alright, so, everyone ready?
Yep.
Yep.
Zach?
Yeah?
He's on a DS, right. He's not on a computer. He's easily ready now.
Yeah, right now, all you had to do is shut it. It's in standby.
Alright. No, you see, what you didn't see is I was throwing dollar bills everywhere, and then I came back to my room to shoot it up.
Jesus Christ!
What the fuck?
Jones! Pac-Man Jones!
Then I was a professional wrestler for a while, but I wasn't around to let wrestle.
So, in any events.
Remy, right, you did. Oh, he's not here, fuck.
No, Remy's there.
He stepped out. Zach, you back?
Zach is never back.
Also, I'm going to say, hey, work for Gold Dust. And or Black Rain with his tag team partner Relic, which is murder spelled back, which is killer spelled backwards.
Oh, so you said the exact wrong word.
Yeah.
You said the absolute wrongest you could be.
To be fair, the guy also went on, like, it was based on his early indie persona of Redrum.
Damn it, I'm a little Redrum right now. Twerking for a drink.
Did you know that Relic is killer spelled backwards?
Zach.
Zach, why do you have to be
the
such
biggest,
an enormous
cock muncher?
Yeah, like why do you have to be that?
He's like number muncher, but only with cocks.
Basically, yeah.
Both the like this isn't even like and the penis.
This isn't even like pleasuring men either. Like I'm all down for that.
No, but he just like he just
no, he just like stuffs them in his mouth and just starts chewing, and it's just like, whoa, man. That isn't right.
Also, yeah, you should be, like, you should preferably only have, like, one cock in your mouth at a time.
Well, no, like, he just, I'm just saying, like, he just, like...
No, this guy, he you can't say that Zach doesn't, like, chew multiple dicks at the same time.
Yeah, he just, like, gets one and then rips it off and then starts shaking it in his mouth as if he's some kind of dog, and then he's just, you know, he's greedy, so the other guy that has his pants down is just trying to hurriedly pull him back up, it just because, you know, what the shit, oh no, I don't want to get my cock munched. Like, then Zach just, like, latches onto that guy, and it's just like, whoa, it's cock brutality.
What the hell's going on?
We're talking about how you eat dicks in the most literal of senses.
Why are you concerned about Mish? Don't you guys have scenes to be playing out?
He was asking. Yeah.
Oh, alright.
This is you. This is you in this video. Fastest hot dog shooter ever.
What?
Okay, I can watch it.